Redwood trees are iconic symbols of Northern California, tallest trees in the world and among the oldest. But some experts worry about their longevity. Dana Cronin of member station KQED reports.
I'm in the middle of the Roberts Redwood Recreational Forest in the Oakland Hills, hiking with Deborah Zierten. Zierten grew up here in Oakland and visited these redwoods frequently as a kid.
I don't think I fully appreciated the redwoods until I went away to school and then came back as an adult. And it is a very special place for me here.
She now dedicates her life to these trees. She's an educator with Save the Redwoods League. Her job is to teach school-aged kids about them.
Okay, come on over. You can put your backpacks down and then we're gonna circle up right here.
I tagged along recently with Zierten as she guided about 30 fifth graders from a local elementary school through the Reinhardt Redwood Regional Park.
Do you know anything about redwood trees at all? Raise your hand if you know anything about redwoods.
A student's hand shoots up.
They are really tall. Redwoods are the tallest tree in the whole entire world.
Redwood trees can grow more than 300 feet tall. That's taller than a 20-story building.
One of the things that makes redwoods so unique is that they actually hold hands with their roots underneath the ground.
Redwood roots are shallow and extend outward instead of down. Their roots extend out almost as far as the tree is tall, and they essentially hold each other up. In addition to being really big, redwoods can also live a very long time, like more than 2,000 years. That means some coastal redwoods today were alive during the Roman Empire. Their distribution tracks with another iconic California phenomenon, coastal fog. So in the summer months, when there's a lack of rainfall, redwood trees essentially drink the fog.
It's almost like a sponge sucking in that water. And then when their needles get full, also like a sponge, any of that excess water will drip to the ground. And it's almost as if they're creating their own rain.
But that iconic Northern California fog is on the decline. In fact, since the 1950s, it's declined about 30% during the summertime, when redwoods really need it. That's one of the reasons California's redwood trees are struggling.
If you walk and you look up now in most urban areas, I think everybody can pretty much see that, you know, there's some tops that are dying back. There's a lot of, you know, brown foliage in the crowns of these trees.
That's Todd Dawson. He's an environmental scientist and professor at UC Berkeley and has been studying redwood trees for decades. In addition to a lack of water, redwood trees are also being impacted by urban sprawl. Sidewalks and roadways are impinging on their root systems.
Here we are standing 10 feet away from a redwood tree on a concrete sidewalk that we've set concrete on top of a big part of the root system. And so it's really going to really have a very, very negative impact on the ability of that tree to get the water it needs, get the nutrient it needs.
They're basically suffocating. And then there are the fires. Dawson says although the trees have adapted to fire over the centuries, they can't handle the extreme fires we're seeing now, caused by climate change and bad forest management. All reasons why advocacy groups like Deborah Zierten's Save the Redwoods League are acquiring as many redwood forest acres as possible and converting them to parks and reserves to safeguard them from development. Over the last century, they've protected more than 200,000 acres and created 66 parks and reserves.
The forests are just so special, these big cathedrals with these amazing and gigantic trees, that there's just nothing like that. So I'm really concerned about them and I want to keep working with them, and I'd love to see those forests protected, you know, in perpetuity.
Protecting them now means securing their existence for our kids, grandkids, and maybe even humans 2,000 years from now. For Here and Now, I'm Dana Cronin.